decent look at it from, you know, live, which is the look I have at this point in time. He's on a forecheck. He's not skating. He's on. He's not moving his feet as to get a charge. The player looks him right in the eye, knows he's coming, and makes sure he keeps his numbers turned towards him. But Matt does hit him there and send him into the boards. So that's basically the view of what I think happened.
As far as the forwards being as depleted as they are and then not having Kunitz tonight, how much of a monkey wrench did that throw into the works going into the Columbus game tonight?
Well, certainly that was literally maybe in the last half an hour before going out for warm-ups, we got the news that Chris was not going to play. I talked to him an hour, 20 minutes before game time, and he was ready to go. So that was a little bit of a monkey wrench. Eric Tangredi stepped into the lineup in that spot, or in back into the lineup, and I don't think, and certainly not having Chris Kunitz is someone we'd like to have in the lineup, but I don't think that was the reason why, or not having other players in the lineup was the reason why we weren't able to have success tonight, or we gave up some golden opportunities on some turnovers and not being aware defensively, and they capitalized. We gave some good players good chances and got behind tonight, and we really never were able to generate enough time in the offensive zone to be a threat.
Dan, would you consider making any kind of adjustments just to try and generate a little more offense, but now that you know that some of these guys are going to be out maybe for long term?
What kind of adjustments? Are you talking about personnel? Are you talking about
any of that, whether it's line combinations or just, you know, what they're doing on the forecheck or anything, any little adjustments you might get to get more shots or more scoring chances or where the shots are coming from, anything like that?
Well, I'm pretty confident I've tried a couple different line combinations. So we'll continue to look for lines and people who are able and willing to get to the offensive zone and play there and get to the front of the net. As far as the mentality for our team in generating offense, I think the players that we have on the ice right now can do a better job of getting the pucks into the blue paint with shots coming down the wing. A couple times tonight we missed opportunities looking for something better, and the players that are good at something better aren't in our lineup, so we need to be of a better focus at getting pucks to the net, like their second goal, which is a puck to the net, and they get a guy going there. Those are the opportunities that Mike Rupp scores in New York, and we need to be more focused on getting right through our lineup. It doesn't matter which line it is. And again, playing in the offensive zone and getting pucks in into the net for our players right now is the best way for us to look for offense and get offense, and we need to do more of that.
Letang after the game was saying that he was most concerned about or most upset about the fact that just because your creative players were out, that doesn't mean that they can't create chances offensively. I guess, first of all, is that something you'd echo, and is that what you're focusing on after this game, or was it more about, since you don't have a lot of your scores, allowing for good opportunities to score goals and maybe even more beyond that?
I think, again, we'll just take some of the past success we've had and some of the success we didn't have tonight. Creating scoring opportunities by making certain types of plays, or we have to avoid looking to that mindset, going, trying to make plays on the rush, back to our defensemen joining. We need to take the opportunity to get pucks to the net and create our offense there, play in the offensive zone and create our chances there. We can clearly do that with the guys we have and the team we have right now. We have not done that the last couple games like we need to, play in the offensive zone, generate scoring chances. We had a few shifts where we did do that. We had some opportunities, but we're not doing it consistently enough with the group that we have. We can still generate scoring chances. I would rather be staring you in the eye having generated 20 chances in the offensive zone and say, hey, we didn't get the goal, than try to start creating by drop pass and creating on a rush when we need to have the mentality of where we need to play and how we need to play.